Morning.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Good, good.
Is it just you and me?
Huh?
Is it just you and me?
So far, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go on mute. I'll come back when he comes on. And then okay.
All right.
Brandela.
Hi, Brandy. He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Any news of Lowry today?
Do what?
Any news about Lowry today?
No. What happened to Larry? Judy didn't text me.
Okay. Well, last night they were in the emergency room. He was coughing up blood.
Oh, that's not good.
And I hadn't heard anything today.
Might be stomach from stomach.
It's from his lungs.
Oh. When you usually cough up blood, everything I've seen, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we might be being recorded, so maybe we better be quiet.
Okay. All right. I'll just wait till he comes on.
Okay.
Malcolm.
Yes, yeah, come on, Malcolm.
Hello. Hello to all.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry, I'm late.
Good evening.
Good evening, all. I believe we're starting with verse 308. Are you showing 307?
Yes, okay.
We're supposed to start with 307?
No, I thought it was 309, but it might be 308. Only because I had a note by 308, but let me see. It's not going to hurt to do 308 again if we did do it. Yeah, it is. We did do 308.
We did do 308.
Yes.
So we're starting with 309.
Right.
L'shem yichud kutshta brichu ishkintei bifilu urchimud, hilu urchimu. L'yachka shem yudhei bubavhei b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kanonei aleinu ma'asei adenu kanonehu. V'da'ahu ra'aza. Dikti Hoshua Ben Binun Nar Lo Yamish Mito Haohel Diach Algav Dihu Naar Latata Lika Kabila Nahora Lo Yamish Mito Haohel Gema de it pagish, de it pagim, da hake name it pagim, da fal dav de zain, not zaina, kadisha hawalea, ke one de it pagim, si hara hake hu. V'day la ishtazel, bilchodo mineya, mehahu gavna, mamash. This is the inner meaning of, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart out of the tent. Even though he was a young man below, he received light from the nukva, because his capacity was augmented to be considered like the angel Memtet. Memtet is called a young man below, Atzilut. Nevertheless, he did not depart out of the tent, which also means that he was no better than the tent itself, the Nukva. As the tent was deformed, so was Joshua. And although he still had the holy ornaments, when the moon became defective, Joshua could not escape alone from that very defect. This means that the same defect, which was caused by the sin of Israel, affected both the moon and Joshua. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Why is he considered like the angel Mentor? Other than being considered a young man, maybe, but knowing that...
The idea is they refer to Hanoch Ben Yared, the person who walked with God. They call him the Yelid, the boy, or the young man. And Joshua is considered a young man. That's the language that's used from time to time in the Torah, because he was Moses' assistant. But Memtet is actually a combination of one of the archangels, one of the races of angels, and Hanoch ben Yared, when he walked with God, there are some teachings in the Kabbalah that says that he literally started to live with the angels and be with them and do tasks of them. And in order to go from one world to the next world, the Kabbalah teaches that if you have a world that has certain traits of species, of creations, and those traits, in order for them to go to the next higher world, there has to be a species that has traits of both worlds. So the way that it's explained is you have the human being which is speaking. What differentiates human being from other animals is their speaking. And so there must be an animal that has the ability to speak and has opposing thumbs. And that is essentially the explanation is that species is the monkey because it has traits of animals and traits of speaking. If you talk about going between the rocks, you know, the inanimate objects and the living objects of a plant, the species is the coral, which is a plant that has a wall that is inanimate, that as they die, they create a wall, they create a barrier. So the same thing applies in the spiritual realm. In order for man to grow higher than the angels, there must be a species that represents the level of the angel and the level of man at the corrected state. And that is why Memtet is not spoken of in the Torah, but it talks about Michael and Gabriel and so and the other archangels, because there needs to be a species, and one of the explanations for why God took Hanoch ben Yared is he became, along with the archangels, that intermediate species, so that when man corrects itself, it will be able to be above the angels. And that is why they relate Joshua to the moon, because they're both on the level of Malchut relative to Moses, who's there on Pin. And also the double side, that because they relate him to Metatron, because they refer to him as a young man, as a Yelet. I hope I'm not confusing in that.
No, I basically, you know, knew what you said. It's just that my thought was that Memtet was one of the angels of the presence, and I couldn't quite make a link between Joshua and Memtet if Joshua had a defect or was considered deformed. But the way you explained it, with Memtet being an intermediate species and what it means for the future of man, that's a good explanation that really helps.
Okay.
And not something that I remember. I mean, not the terms intermediate species. So that was good.
And it's helpful to understand as you move from world to world to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the explanations is why, you know, why do men have, or women too, but why do you have hair on your arms and certain parts of your body? And, you know, that's like it's essentially a garment, just like clothing that you lay over your body. So in order for the relationship between the garments that we wear and our bodies, we need that intermediate species, which is represented by the hair that has essentially the same attributes as clothing, because it's has this, you know, the idea that the clothing has similar attributes to the hair of the body.
Okay. So the moon is a symbol of Malchut.
The moon is a symbol of Malchut, and Joshua is Malchut relative to Moshe. Moshe was the sun, Joshua was the moon.
Right.
And Memtet was lowered, or is essentially lowered, because Memtet is in the world of Bria, which is the world of Bina, but it's below Atzilut. And so there's that, all of that aspect, because human beings will be growing to the level of Atzilut, whereas the angels, the highest angels, are still in the world of Bria.
Yeah.
Verse
3:10. There's a lot in that verse.
Say again?
I said there was a lot in that verse.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is. There's a lot in every verse. I mean, we touch it, but we, you know, without questions, we don't go into it. And, you know, many times I don't understand it myself, so, and it's all part of the growth.
Verse 3:10. Nechirin Kadishin Diatar Leya Kuchabarihu Ukdain de Halu Beyadu Behait Pashtu Minaihu Ahidikti Viedu Ki Arumin Hem Bekad Meta Awo Midlabishan Meheru de Kola Begarmu Motalon Ulko Alma.
Come and see. Similarly, when Adam sinned with the tree of knowledge, the Holy One, blessed be He, took away his ornaments, the luminous and sacred letters with which He had crowned him, namely the letters that form the holy name. Hence, they saw and knew the meaning of removing their ornaments, as it is written. They knew that they were naked beforehand. They were clothed with precious armed crowns, which gave them freedom from all. After sinning, those precious crowns were taken from them. They knew then that death called for them, that they were stripped of that freedom from all, and that they had brought death upon themselves and the world. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking about in the tabernacle and in the temple when the high priest wore the crown that said holiness unto the Lord. So while the temple was standing, it looks like the ornaments returned, and then they were lost again when the temples were destroyed. And that's what came to my mind anyway.
Well, actually, the ornaments, the letters, are not returned. They're returned to anybody who has learned how to call upon the name of Hashem. the letters are returned to them. And as someone rises to the level of a sati, they become capable where their words will manifest. So if you give somebody a blessing, that person will have that blessing manifest. But for the majority of people, the letters never returned once the sin of the golden calf. And that's, you know, when the first temple was built. It is not the same as the third temple. We have a description of the third temple, I believe, with Zechariah. And there's the differences between the first temple and the second temple. There are differences. And then the third temple description has other differences. And so all of that is explaining literally that these are levels that we have not yet grown. We have not grown to as a species, although individuals have reached that. And essentially, the language of the Torah is that mankind is given dominion over the earth and all that is within it, all that is about it. Well, what does dominion over the earth mean? It means that the words that people say will manifest as blessings. So if somebody says something, whatever it is, that's going to manifest because they said it. And that's what happens with the truly righteous people. And then, you know, you can, from time to time, we've spoken about the people like the Baba Sali or the Chabad Rebbe. People like the Chafetz Chaim, people like the Ari, where literally when they would give somebody a blessing, it would manifest. Because essentially God has delegated control of the physical world to this level of human being who has reached the level of being a tzaddik. And so I don't think you can say that the ornaments have returned, although individuals may have had that happen. And in my view and what I teach, and it's something you have to decide for yourself, we don't have access to people of the caliber of this, of these kind of tzaddikim that can give a blessing and it happens. But there are hidden tzaddikim that literally they can give a blessing and it does happen. But as soon as those people in our generation right now, as soon as they become revealed, that they tend to be taken from the world. So it's really the hidden tzaddikim are still there, but the revealed tzaddikim are not here, in my opinion, and others need, you know, you need to resolve that for yourself. But it's what I teach and what my opinion is that there's no longer a tzaddik who is revealed that you can depend on to be your channel to Hashem. You have to do your own work in our generation. Whereas in earlier generations, the tzaddikim, the revealed tzaddik, could say a blessing for someone and it would manifest. And they really didn't have to do their own work in the same sense that we do.
You know, months back, I think it was in Parsha Shelech Lecha, the Zohar taught us that the sword was the Tetragrammaton and described it in... I've used that sword in my meditations, and so I kind of, you know, wonder about that.
Well, you broke up, so I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Well, months ago in the Zohar, I think it was Shalak Laka, the Zohar taught us for quite a few verses about the sword being the Tetragrammaton. It described the sword and gave the, you know, the letters to the various parts of the sword. And
okay.
I used it in my meditation.
You said the T word, and I'm not recognizing that. But if you're talking about the sword, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So you, the phrase I was hearing was C word, and I didn't understand that term.
Okay.
But if you're talking about the sword, it, you know, yes, you're right. The sword is the sword of protection, the shield of David, are all related to the Tetragrammaton.
Mm-hmm.
As well as to the Tree of Life, as well as to the Ten Sephirot. In the next section, we've just finished section 57. In the next section, there's only one verse, so I'd like to do that today. And
okay.
Then we can start in section 59 next week that has more than one verse. So we're doing verse 311. Vayit peru ale te'ena ha'okimna. The only fu calls I ne arshim the cause mean the bahidu the high deal tata kima de itmar the hahio shata itkara the kifu the coma the adam mea amin. Ukdain it aved peroda bekaim madam bedina beit latya ara behaokimna. And they sewed fig leaves together. From these words we learn that they learned all types of magical spells and sorcery, and that they cleaved onto the lower one, which is the other side, as was explained. Consequently, the height of Adam was reduced to a 100 cubits, and a separation between Zeranpin and the Nukva was effected. Now Adam lived under judgment, and the earth was cursed, as has been explained. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I was surprised that the fig, because I've always associated the fig with healing. And here, it, of course, it's the leaves, but being associated with sorcery, I wouldn't have expected that. And I remember with the seven prophetesses, the food of the fig was the food that matched with Hana. And of course, that's the reason I remember it, which would,
yes,
you know, which has to do with favor and grace and hidden wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't have associated that. We've got to have that negative side to everything. So I guess that's why.
Well, you just said it, but or hinted to it. Because Chana is related to hidden wisdom, and the fig is related to hidden wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of sowing the fig leaves, basically, when you look at the literal meaning, you're talking about they had to cover their privates.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kabbalah and the Zohar is now telling us that it's really the hidden wisdom means the spiritual system. And the spiritual system is used both by the positive and the negative sides. And so, you know, you can understand how the Kabbalists came to understand that the phrase, the fig leaves, relates to the spiritual tools, which
right.
can be used on either side. What's saying, when the two acknowledge good and evil, they became aware of their nakedness. And so thus they had to cover their nakedness. And the nakedness means there was no more protection from what happens in the world. It's like if you take a child, and we praise the naivete of children. But there comes a time when all their eyes are opened, then they say, wait a second. I have to see that there's ugliness in the world also. And then they can be attracted to that ugliness, to that negativity. And they start to study it. They start to roll after it.
What does the height of Adam was reduced to 100 cubits? What is that hinting to?
It's a code. Remember, Adam was able to see from one end of the world to the other.
Right.
In one of the verses, not the verses, but one of the sections of the Zohar, they talk about what happened to the dinosaurs, and they said, well, when Adam was reduced, and it could be that it shouldn't be to 100 cubits, but from 100 cubits, which is the way I learned it. So the translation may be incorrect, but because I see the word me'ah meaning 100, and amin must be cubits, but the dalet in front of Adam, I don't think means to. It may mean from. It's the way I learned it, that he was initially 100 cubits, and that he was reduced to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But that basically, by eating of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, he lost spiritual height. That's what it's saying. And the 100 is a code word for 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. It's a code word for a form of completion and perfection. That's why we blow 101 shofar blasts on Rosh Hashanah. In the Orthodox tradition, because it represents, the 100 represents, a form of completion and perfection. And when we blow that 101st one, we elevate to connect to Michael, who is, has a gematria of his name is 101, which represents Chesed. So we go above the completion, which is a level of judgment.
I remember reading somewhere that there was also a link to the number of shofar blasts to the roof of the sukkah.
Well, the gematria of sukkah is 100, I believe, or it may be shach, the sach. Is 100.
The word for the roof. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you have any questions for our class later tonight, please send them to me or be online and ask them.
Okay. I don't have any right now.
I understand. All of you have a beautiful evening, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's class is the 4:30 class, West Coast time, is Advanced Healing and Salvation, and the 7 o'clock is a Zohar class. Well, shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.